Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
Afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy February. Love month. Black History Month. What a great time to be in love. What a great time to be alive. What a great time to be grateful. We're so thankful that you are joining us today. I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Woodrina Layton. Welcome.
And you are listening to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Layton Show here, understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we discuss the importance of self-love in your relationship. That's right, you heard it. Self-love. I know this is the month of February, love you, Ari, but we still got to talk about the first thing you got to love, more importantly, is to love you.
That's correct. And as we do every week, we are looking forward to just having an enjoyable conversation around the journey of walking out love, life, and fulfilling purpose as we share practical tips, new insights, and perspectives that will help you to just walk in forgiveness and simply love better as you're learning to communicate better. And you know, if you're listening and you're like, well, my relationship is not in a good place right now, just know that this too shall pass. Many of us have been where you are. Oh, definitely. And one day you will be able to look back on this moment with gratitude of what you have learned and how you've grown. So just stay with us and hang in there.
Exactly. Sorry, y'all. I was still moving my shoulder because I'd be still hearing that music from the intro. Okay, you know what I'm saying.
So with this being, you know, the love month, love you. What is it? Love you, Aaron.
Love you, Aaron. And I know that because Woodrina always has the TV on. What is it? Hallmark or what? One of them stations called
it's Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Because Golden Girls come on Hallmark, exactly. And I love Golden Girls.
Definitely. And they say love you, Aaron.
Yeah, love you, Aaron. Okay. So before,
I love you, Woodrina.
I love you too, Martin.
Love you, Eric.
So we're going to get started, you know, with our little fun fact. So to all the couples, you know, out there listening with this being Love You, Eric, you know, just thinking about we're approaching Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And you, what is one of your favorite romantic gestures, mm-hmm. you know, that your spouse does for you that you really like? You know, you just think about that. And also I would want you, you know, to actually maybe mention that to your spouse or your partner if you haven't seen them show you that in a while. You know, let them know that's something you really enjoy and you missed. So, you know, with that being said, Martez, what is one of your favorite romantic gestures?
So the reason that Woodrina is smiling is because when she was just telling me about this fun fact question today, and she just asked me, she said, what is one of your, you know, your romantic gestures? And I was
your favorite romantic gesture.
Yeah. I was like, gesture? I said, what's a gesture? I say, man, I grew up in the hood. Nobody be talking about no gestures in the hood. What are you talking about? A gesture. So that's the reason why she's laughing, because she's like, oh, Lord, but y'all know I'm just transparent, keeping it real. But I'm just saying a gesture. So once she explained to me about the gesture, I'm like, man, what really makes me feel loved and romantic coming from you is just hearing those things. You know, when you tell me you love me and those type of things, that for me, that's romantic for me. I'm a words of affirmation person, and words always turn me on. That's what gets me.
That is so true. That's good. And for me, being a high, you know, quality time and physical touch person, anytime Martez is set, like planning a romantic getaway for us, planning the time for us to get away, I'm just like overjoyed. That makes me feel so loved and appreciated. And because he knows how much I enjoy just the small trips just to get away and just enjoy one another. So that's for me, that's one of those, you know, romantic gestures that I like. But you know, you just think about it. It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be, you know, like when your spouse spouse brings home flowers or writes you a special note or cooks breakfast for you. It could be anything like that.
Right. Especially with it being Valentine's, or romantic gesture could be when your wife puts on their lingerie. Hey,
yeah.
Getting ready for the suitcase when you're going on the getaway.
Or when they put on the lingerie and say, we're going to have a night here tonight at the house. You know what I'm
exactly.
All right, y'all. So
let's get into this discussion on the importance of self-love in your relationship. And is it selfish or not? And just, you know, again, this is so important. And I remember, if you all don't know, if you didn't hear about the young lady who was the Miss America.
She was Miss USA.
Young attorney, pretty young, pretty woman, educated, but she still actually took her life, you know. And so when we talk about self-love, you know, and of course, you know, Adrena's a licensed therapist, I'm a certified professional life and marriage coach, it's just important to talk about self-love and what that and how you feel, always loving yourself regardless of the judgment of others, the expectations of others, the pressures of sometimes that we may think is coming from others, but we're putting pressure on ourselves. But you have to love yourself to know, allow that love to overtake that pressure, to overtake that those expectations, because of the fact I still have to love me regardless of who I may feel like I let down, who I may feel like I didn't meet their expectations of whatever that pressure is. We have to be willing to love ourselves. Yeah. And so that's very important. You know, you all know mental health is vitally important to us when it goes to mental health and your marital health. And so that's just very important.
And then also, even in relationships, you know, when you have when we say, is it selfish or not? You know, sometimes you will have your wives, your mothers, you know, they'll feel like they can't take the time to prioritize, you know, something that they enjoy, you know, as far as a pedicure, a manicure, you know, whatever it may be that you enjoy. It's like taking that trip, that girl's trip. You may feel like, okay, I can't do that because of the fact that, okay, I got kids, I got my husband, I got my job. But it's very important to make sure that we prioritize, because, and you know, it's really not selfish, because if we don't take time for ourselves, then we don't have the energy to be that mother, that wife, that whatever it may be on our job, that boss, that coworker. We don't have the energy to do that ourselves if we're not making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and showing ourselves some love.
And you know, and I know we're going to get into the topic, and I know we're going to be talking about it. And definitely, you know, our goal and our heart and our aim is always to make sure, you know, we're saying something, we're leaving something for you to think about, to, you know, like we said, understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective. Mm-hmm. That's always our aim and our mission. And, you know, when you think about this Valentine's Day, you know, I do know sometimes you may be in a place where you don't have a love in your life. You don't have that person to really spend this Valentine's Day with, or, you know, those type of things. But it's very important, even with all of that going on, to know, but I love me. And then we're going to talk about it a little bit more, because a lot of times, if you don't really love yourself, you really have to realize that's the energy, and that's the invisible energy that you send out of you. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard for a person to really love you, not putting everything on you if you're not, you know, in a relationship. But that's something that I always remind, you know, some of the single ladies that I work with personally in their relationship coaching with them, to just, you have to love you first. You have to find you valuable. You have to find you a person that's worth hanging with, being with, you know, and loving you. You have to love yourself. You have to know that God loves you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about this, because this is Love Month. But as much love as we want to give to one another and express our love to each other, we still also have to be knowing, I got to love me.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. That's key. So what does self-love look like? Mm-hmm. So, you know, so self-love is having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Mm-hmm. It means taking care of your needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others. Yeah. You know,
that's good.
Because many times, you know, we'll find ourselves, it's like we're putting everybody first, mm-hmm. but what about ourselves?
Right.
So self-love mm-hmm. is putting yourself, you know, I'm not going to sacrifice myself for others mm-hmm. because I'm going to make sure I'm taking care of me.
Right. And it can become very practical and very simple. Mm-hmm. All I want you to do, if you're driving right now, of course you can't do it. But, you know, I just really would want you to just think about this. Just write down two things that you do on a day. No, that ain't two. Let's just say one. Let's just say write down one thing that you do a day that makes you happy mm-hmm. and you actually do it. Mm-hmm. So don't write down something you want to do.
Right.
I want you to really just take the time to write down something every day. This is something I do that's for me.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. It makes me feel good. And this is what I do. Yeah. You know what? And just to be joking, I'm going to just say this. You know, sometimes, you know, that cup of Starbucks may be what really make you happy. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's just like, Coach, for real. When I'm just drinking my Starbucks, mm-hmm. I'm not being bothered by nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer no call. It's just me and the aroma, me and the blend, the taste. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that's fine. But then I couldn't go to Starbucks because I had to go do this. Mm-hmm. I had to go do that. Then I was late because I was running. Mm-hmm. So then again, I just want you to just think about what do you do that make you happy?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's true. That's good. Yeah, definitely.
Just keep it practical. Yeah. Keep it mm-hmm. simple, because a lot of times we'll see self-love is actually doing something that makes you happy. And a lot of times we can't write down three things we do on a monthly basis mm-hmm. that makes us happy.
Yeah.
Because so many people pull our energy. Mm-hmm. So many people pull, you know, resources and pull from us. But then it's like, but what do you do for you?
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah.
And then also we want to make sure that, you know, like you said, you know, what do you do for you? Mm-hmm. Positive, you know, positive self-talk and affirmations is really a way to help you show yourself some mm-hmm. love, because in self-love, it's all about self-acceptance as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. Being able to accept those negative things about ourselves, mm-hmm. our negative attributes mm-hmm. and our positive attributes. It's mm-hmm. like, I love me regardless. You know, it's like, you know, it took me, and I totally understand, you know, if you somebody and you like, you're not there yet, because it took me a while to get to this place. I probably didn't get to this place till I was in my 40s.
Mm-hmm. What place is that?
That self-acceptance. That being able to love me for me, regardless of what anybody else thinks.
Okay. I'm just asking. I've been trying to keep you smiling, you know, because I'm telling you, I'm just asking what place.
So anyway, I'd have lost my thought.
You were talking about getting into that place that I took you to get there.
So basically, like I said, that's self-acceptance, just being mm-hmm. able to accept those negative things about yourself, those positive things about yourself, regardless of what other people think. You have to just love you for you and just know this is me. Right. You know, I'm not going to allow you to criticize me. I'm not even going to allow what you think or say about me to make me even criticize myself or think negative about myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, so... Martez in the anyway, we're about to take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna talk more on this self-love and, you know, ways to really make sure that we're loving ourselves so that we can have a positive impact in our relationship.
Let's go.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the Be Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. Today, we have been discussing the importance of self-love in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And before the break, we were just discussing what self-love looks like. So, you know, just to continue that, we talked about, you know, being able to accept yourself, you know, your good, your negative and positive attributes, speaking positive affirmations, you know, for yourself, you know, just making yourself happy. You have to know what makes you happy, you know, and not be dependent on others to make you happy, right. You know, because that can create, when we have to be secure in that going into a relationship, so that way we're not dependent on someone else, right. Our partner, to make us happy.
But let me go back to that point though. When you said the affirmations,
okay.
You know, I really believe that it's very important to really say the things that you believe and not necessarily say the things that you doubt or say the things mm-hmm. that you fear. I know there's a Bible verse that says, you know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So, I mean, when you saying those affirmations, you mm-hmm. know, because I'm a person, I say affirmations daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, of course, I'm a high words person anyway. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say again how important it is to sometimes just look at yourself and say, you are beautiful.
Yes.
You are enough.
You are
you
loved.
You are going to make it.
Yes.
You are loved.
Yes.
You can overcome this. You know, because sometimes you can find yourself in a situation to where the encouragement that you are going to hear may not come outside of you. It may only come from the inside of you. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to be able to love you and be able to know that, you know, I am special. Mm-hmm. You know, I know what this feels like right now. But I am special. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been self-employed now. That's why I say, wow, it's been over 20 years. Because mm-hmm. I was self-employed at 30 years old, and I'm getting ready to turn 51. But I was in the military for 12 years. You know, when you're going through different things and being out to sea, mm-hmm. which was going you know, where is he going?
No, actually, I'm not.
No.
Go ahead.
Just looking, I'm just
go
ahead. So, you know, but I'm just saying, being gone and, you know, when you're away, I was out to sea. You have to be willing to encourage yourself
yeah.
and be able to say positive things to yourself when you're missing family. And then I'm just thinking, like, right now with COVID, you know, I haven't shared this or anything, but I lost my mom to COVID back in October of 2020. Mm-hmm. You know, my mama passed from COVID, and it was one of those sudden things like happens to other people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that may have been a voice of something I was used to hearing, but now that voice is not there, but you still have to be able to love yourself and say things, because sometimes people that you look to may not be able to say it or do it for you. So I'm just saying, this is very important, especially with all the things that we deal with mental health. Mm-hmm. And I mean, mm-hmm. and these, I mean, mm-hmm. it's just so
true.
Much going on.
Yeah.
You want to be able to love you.
And you want to be able to, like I always say, be your authentic self. Right.
you know, just always being true to yourself. And when you love yourself, you're able to just be yourself,
right.
You know, and just loving yourself and knowing your core values and sticking to them.
Right.
And not allowing anybody to, you know, when you know yourself and not allow anybody to help you, make you sway from that.
Right.
Because I'm going to be me regardless,
right.
You know,
exactly.
You know, and also, you know, in that self-love is healthy boundaries.
Right. That's true.
You know, because being able to set healthy boundaries, mm-hmm. and surround yourself, you know, with positive people, right. that's going to help.
That's good.
Yeah,
no, that's good. Because sometimes you can allow your circle to be the people who have the most impact. Mm-hmm. But then if the people in your circle don't really value you, don't really love you.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like I love you as long as you're doing the things that makes me happy.
I love you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that is very mm-hmm. important with those healthy boundaries and surrounding yourself with people that believe in you,
mm-hmm.
that love you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now that is.
That's key. Yeah, and that's then cool. Also, you know, in turn, you will have healthier relationships.
That's true.
Because it's like you were saying earlier in the intro, you're going to attract what you are.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so mm-hmm. if you actually have healthy boundaries, you have self-love, you know your value, you know your core values, you being true to yourself, you're going to attract that,
right.
You know, but when we don't have that, then that's what we attract,
yeah.
You know? So when we have those insecurities, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're negative, you know, we're going to attract that. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. really good to make sure that we're building our self-love for us, you know, and we love ourselves.
And let me say this also, because it's okay to be challenged with people in your circle. So what I mean by challenge is, I remember like they always say, you know, you don't want to be the smartest person in your circle. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to be the best looking person, mm-hmm. or the one who, you know, you don't have to be, you want to challenge yourself to understand love doesn't mean not dealing with people that make me uncomfortable, because sometimes those people that make you uncomfortable are just trying to stretch you or trying to sharpen you in a certain area. So when we talk about those healthy boundaries, I still want to say, you know, you want people that love you, but sometimes love can sound like tough love. You know, love can sound like you criticizing, but in actuality, I'm not criticizing. I'm trying to maximize who you are and who I know you desire to be or something like that. You know, that's all I was just saying. Cause you know, in my mind, we work with so many people and have been doing this for years. You know what I'm saying? And so when we say, make sure we have people that love you in your circle. Well, all of a sudden we use myself, you know, recently, if you all don't know, Adrena and I have lost, you know, over 30 pounds together. I mean, each. So we've lost a lot of weight because last year, we really was like, you know what? We mm-hmm. want to get healthy.
Right.
Well, if everybody in my circle is like, oh man, coach, you look good. You mm-hmm. look good. No, we love the way you are now, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give me some tough love. Like, mm-hmm. coach, I know we love you. I know we appreciate you, but coach, come on now.
Yeah.
You gotta work it out a little bit. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm just saying is, in being real,
mm-hmm.
and loving you doesn't necessarily mean everything just gonna make you feel so good.
That's true.
Cause it may be like, you know what? Maybe you do need to be a little nicer to your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do need to do this for your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean I don't love you. I'm just kind of challenging and maximizing you in your life. That's all.
Yeah, and that's true. And it has to be a balance because, you know, the person, if they're always negative, then that's something different.
Exactly.
But if it's a nice balance where it's like you're uplifting and at the same time you're coming with some constructive mm-hmm. criticism towards me, but if I know you truly love me and, you know, then it's not going to be offensive any way. It's going to be receptive.
That's mm-hmm. true. I just want to put that out there. But that was
good. Nice. That's good.
That's why it's good. You know, that's why I was telling somebody. That's what I was telling somebody earlier today when I was just saying, see, that's the benefit, you know, when you work with both my wife and I, because it's two different perspectives.
That's correct.
She has a perspective. I have a perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
So funny.
Love you, Wary.
Yes, yes. You're feeling the love. Okay. So, and also, you know, when we're talking about self-love, uh-huh. we want to make sure that, you know, we're achieving our goals, you know, mm-hmm. that we're setting our goals and we're continuing mm-hmm. to work towards our goals. And, you know, we have to put ourselves first in order to make sure that we are achieving the goals that we set. That is so and true. Then, like I always say,
this is yours. You should have put an asterisk around this topic because this is Wadrina's favorite topic.
This point is my favorite topic. It really is self-care. Mm-hmm. You know, self-care, just taking that time to relax and recharge and reconnect with yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important. You know, it's so much, you know, it's like, you know, for me, like I tell you this, like you say, this is my thing, because for me, it's important for me to make sure that I'm resting my mind and my body while I'm replenishing my spirit. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. When I start feeling out of balance, then I know for me personally, okay, I need to slow down. I need something. I'm out of balance. I'm not giving myself time in this area that I should. I have to look at what am I doing to make sure I'm balanced again.
So
you want to make sure, you know, with your self-love, you know, that there is self-care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's very good. And that should be a priority, you know, and that can be simple. I know it's challenging with kids and with school and with work and with other obligations that we have, but it's one of those things. Sometimes it may be as simple as, you know, I'm just gonna go during my lunch break and I'm gonna just read something that really just speaks or encourages me. I'm gonna listen to something, whether it's the Calm app or whether it's the mindfulness app or whether you just have a book that you like, you know, I'm just reading a few pages and I'm just kind of getting away from the noise and everything that's going so fast, just to kind of relax myself. That's very important. Yeah. And that's something I always tell people. It's not expensive. It doesn't cost you anything when you putting, you know, yourself first, you know, and doing those things that really is self-loving for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is not.
Yeah, it's simple. Like you say, you can listen to a song that can just bring you peace or joy.
Yeah.
So, it's simple. It doesn't have to be hard. Yeah that is correct.
Yeah, because, I mean, we will make the time for what we have to do. Just think about your kids. You know, whether it's bedtime stories or whatever it is, I got to read with them. I got to watch with them. I got to do their homework. We're going to do all of these things because we love our children.
Yes.
But then it's like, you just want to put some time in there for loving you, because it's hard to really give your spouse what they need from you when you are completely empty.
Yeah, when you're depleted, you are drained.
You are depleted because you've been giving so much to the husband, to the wife, to the children, to the job, to the church, to the this, to the, you know, to the other activities. You've given so much out. And then it's like, what about me?
Yeah.
You know, what about me to enjoy just for a moment? And so this is important.
And you can't look at other people and say, what about me? It starts with yourself.
Right.
You have to say, you know what? I'm taking time for me. I'm going to take care of me.
And I just want to know, because I remember one of because we've enjoyed Joyce Meyer for years. Mm-hmm. And I remember Joyce Meyer saying would be, What about me? I want to tell you, as much as I'd have heard that, I agree with Joyce on this one right here. That still needs to come a time like, what about me? What about is me? What if it's you? What about me walking? What about me getting some exercise? Mm-hmm. What about me doing something healthy? You know what I'm saying? Because that takes time.
Yeah, it does.
You know, every time I get on that Peloton, I'm like, it is. What about me?
Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah.
I'm working.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, and that's key. That's so important. So, you know, as we are talking about self-love and how important it is in your relationship, you know, we're going to go into talking about, you know, what self-love looks like in your relationship, because a lot of times many of the problems that we have in our relationship, it starts with us not having self-love.
Right.
Because if one person doesn't have self-love, or either both persons don't have self-love, then that's going to create tension and issues in your relationship, because you're dealing with, you know, different insecurities and lack of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're going to, you know, it's going to just create problems. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what the self-love look like in your relationship.
Let's go on Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah. to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. On today's show, we have been discussing the importance of self-love, you know, in your relationship. But before we continue, we just want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. And on Facebook with Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling, Instagram at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton, Twitter at Coach Martez, at Wadrina Layton. So let's get back into this. You know, we had talked about self-love, what that looks like, and, you know, just loving ourselves. So now we're talking about what it looks like in our relationship. Because like I said before the break, you know, problems arise when, you know, one or both partners in a relationship have a low degree of self-esteem, self-respect, or self-confidence. So therefore, it can become, you know, toxic to the relationship.
Definitely.
You know, so we want to make sure that we're working on, you know, making sure that we're loving ourselves. And so when we have self-love in our relationship, it looks like mutual respect. Because basically you're confident, you're strong, you're confident, you're fulfilled. So therefore, it's like, I'm not exhibiting jealousy and insecurities. I know what I want. I know how to set healthy boundaries. You know, we're talking about those and we're setting those and we're living by those. Because like we said earlier, you treat people, people treat you the way you treat yourself, you know, and you're going to, that's what you're going to attract. So if that's what you're giving out, that's what you're going to get back. So that's why we say, you know, mutual respect.
And just from a practical standpoint, what that actually looks like and what that feels like is, we also have the same standards. You know what I'm saying? So from a self-love standpoint, you shouldn't be able to just do something or say something. And then it's like, but if I do and say what you are doing, now all of a sudden it's a problem or it creates an issue. But with mutual respect, then, you know, we're going to mutually respect one another as what we both bring. You know what I'm saying? So it's never one of those things where I should feel less than and you feel greater than. Because in self-love, I understand as much as I love you and I can respect you, you know, as my husband or as my wife. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I still need to understand I still have to be strong in certain standards and certain things that I have for myself. And there are just certain things I'm not going to accept because of the fact, not only, you know, I love my family, but I love me. So I'm not going to allow you to treat me in a way that's beneath the way I should be treated.
Exactly.
Or talked to. That's not acceptable.
That is so true. Yep, that is so true. And then also you invest in your relationship instead of taking from it. So meaning that, you know, I'm not always the one that's giving. Like I'm, you know, it's like we're in this together. So I shouldn't be the one always doing things, you know, even though I'm in control of my happiness, but doing things to make you feel loved and appreciated, and you're not doing anything to make me feel loved and appreciated. So it's like we want to make sure it's a give and take, and it's not just, you know, I'm set. When self-love is in a relationship, it's like it's mutual.
Oh no, that's good. And I love that word. You invest in your relationship, you know, and because like I tell people, you know, everybody's time nowadays is valuable. You know, you could just your time is valuable. So then when you look at your 24-hour clock, you know, just really take the time to just see or just jot down, you know what? What? How much time do I actually spend with the person that I love? You know, because you will be surprised when you start writing this down, you will see sometimes that you could be in a marriage, but in actuality, you spend more time with other people, not just the people you work with, but you can find yourself spending quality time with other people than even the person that you love. So that is true about, you know, investing into your relationship. And that's the person that I'm living with, I'm building with, and building my dreams with. I want to invest into you.
That's right. And also, you know, when there's self-love, you have realistic expectations. You know, it's like we said earlier, you know, I'm not dependent on you to make me happy because I know what makes me happy. I have inner, I have inner peace and happiness myself.
That's a big word. Inner peace is a big word.
It is. It's like I have that because I love myself. So I've worked on this, getting to this place where I have that. And I and you know, and having that inner peace, like I said earlier, you've learned how to accept your negative attributes. You know, that those things that are negative about you, you've learned how to accept them because you're working on them and you just realize some things is just who I am. You know, I'm accepting that, that's a flaw that I made. We all have them. So I'm accepting my flaws, you know?
Wow. And then I'm just saying that's really big right now. You know, hearing that word inner peace and accepting, because I think about social media, for example, you know, a lot of times you could be listening or watching certain things on social media and you'll lose inner peace or happiness or contentment with yourself because you're seeing what other people are doing or what other people have or what they're doing in their marriage or, you know, these things. And so your peace could be broken just by because I'm desiring this, because I'm wanting this. And that's why I said that's a big word, inner peace, because a lot of times social media can affect a person's inner peace because you can feel one way, you can feel accepted in one thing, then you see something else and be like, see, now I wish you was to do that for me. Well, I wish we could go there. And you start doing things that really break inner peace.
That is so
true. You know,
so
I was just thinking about that. That's why I said when you said accepting, you know, you really want to accept, you know, the good things that you have. One of the things, you know, I always ask clients, you know, just tell me something you're grateful for. I know we got to talk about some of the things that may be going on in the relationship or whatever. But still, just tell me something you're grateful for. You know, because that gratefulness helps that inner peace.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to tell you, that gratefulness is always a way to bring back that inner peace. If you feel yourself losing it, you know, think about that. You know, keep a list of things that you're grateful for. And, you know, and with you saying that, how people will lose that so easy, you know, being able to be content with where you are is going to help that. Learning how to be content with where you are and what you have, you know, and like Martez said, not allowing, you know, what you see from other people or what they doing to affect your happiness. It's like, we all have goals and stuff that we set that we want to reach in life and in our relationships, but we have to know we're going to get there, but learning how to be grateful in the place where we are and being content there, that's going to help us with that inner peace.
And that goes back to the realistic expectations. Because if you got three kids, you can't be trying to do things that a mom with no kids are doing. Yeah, look at them. You know what I'm saying? With Dreen and I, you know, our kids are grown. So we get to enjoy a lot of things by ourselves and do things together that years ago we couldn't have done But I'm just saying, it's like the freedoms and the things we get to do now, we never could have did mm-hmm. with kids. Where you gonna go pick them up? Where they got to go after we pick them up? What they mm-hmm. what they practicing on? But now we have a lot of freedom. So I'm just saying, even with you and your relationship, you know, in accepting things, be realistic with your schedule. Mm-hmm. Be realistic with your spouse's schedule. Mm-hmm. Be realistic with the tasks and the responsibilities that mm-hmm. you have.
That is so true. And so, and then we also just want to remember that, you know, when we have self-love in our relationship, we're mm-hmm. willing to accept responsibility for our actions.
That's
like
a big one.
We know that that's important yeah. to make sure that we're accepting responsibility for our actions and we're not blaming,
right.
you know, our spouses mm-hmm. or, you know, saying, well, if, you know, well, because of you, mm-hmm. this one, no, mm-hmm. it's like, no, I'm accepting my responsibility right. for, you know, why this happened right. and what's going on.
Right. And that's a quick test, you know, because a lot of times you can say, oh, I love me. Oh, I love me. Mm-hmm. But when you love you, then you have to also ask yourself, why is it so hard to receive constructive criticism? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that you feel like everything is coming at you from a judgment perspective? Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody that really loves you is just trying to encourage you or motivate you. Mm-hmm. So again, that's when we talk about accepting responsibility. When you find someone that's able to say, oh no, that's on me. Mm-hmm. You know, you find someone that, and this is another thing too. People who love themselves, they actually apologize quickly too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of times the reason why people won't accept responsibility, because the first thing they're saying to themselves, well, so-and-so did this to me. Mm-hmm. Well, so-and-so did that. Mm-hmm. Well, when I talked to you, you didn't do me. Mm-hmm. But it's like, because I love me, I don't even want the negativity coming yeah. from me. Mm-hmm. I want to give you what I feel. And what I feel is love.
Yeah.
This is lovuary. So I want to give some love action.
He's so funny. Yes, that is so true. That is good. So, you know, we've been talking about, you know, self-love and how it's important to love yourself, you know, have that self-love in your relationship, you know, but, you know, also, you know, in talking about this, it's like, what does self-love look like in your relationship with God?
Yeah, it's very important.
You know, it's yeah. important to know who God says you are yeah. and, you know, to know that, you know, you need to know God loves mm-hmm. you and wants you to love yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. But yeah, mm-hmm. that's definitely something important, because especially when it talks about, you know, marriage and in relationships, mm-hmm. you know, when you know, first of all, you love yourself and you love God. I tell everybody, don't lower your bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't lower your bar. You keep your bar raised and you don't lower that bar. There's some things that, you know, you can't accept those things.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not you saw your parents do it or you didn't see your parents do it, well, that still can be a change. Like I could tell my kids, you know, I'm married to your mom. You know, so when you meet somebody and you're getting married, you have to understand, you can't be like, well, this is what my, no. You have your mm-hmm. own spouse now. So just in your relationships, whether your parents did it or you saw it, that doesn't make it okay, or that doesn't make it wrong with your spouse if they're asking you to do something. So I'm just saying, you know, with self-love and loving each other, then you got to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you know, come back and finish, you know, wrap up on self-love, you know, as far as what does it look like in your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, you know, we're going to talk more on this topic. So stay tuned.
Of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak, and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wagrina Layton Show here in February. Lovuary, Black History Month, all of those things. Just a good day to be alive, just a good day to be in love. Just a good day to be grateful for so many things. But again, I'm Coach Martez, and this is Wagrina Layton. And we've been talking about, is it selfish or not, when we're talking about self-love in your relationship and how important it is to actually have that self-love. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about, again, you know, what does self-love look like in your relationship with God? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, one of the things we talk about, there's a scripture there in Matthew 22, verse 37-39, it says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So I'm just saying, not only is it healthy from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, to love yourself, even from a spiritual standpoint, God wants us to love mm-hmm. who we are. You know, and go, it just goes, because when God created you, he created something good. Mm-hmm. So separate from just, even though, you know, Adrena and I being married and being looked at as one from a spiritual standpoint, but still, even us individually, yeah. God still wants us to love us. Yeah. Because see, what loving yourself does from a spiritual standpoint, it allows your hearing to be open to spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Because see, because since God doesn't speak to judgment, mm-hmm. he doesn't speak to fear, he doesn't speak to insecurity, the way you're going to be able to hear God clearly without confusion, without distractions, without hindrances, is because I'm loving me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that's something, that's why it's also from a spiritual standpoint, you need to know whatever you've done, mm-hmm. whatever you've come up short at, you still have to understand God loves me. Mm-hmm. He loves me regardless if I've gained 50 pounds, mm-hmm. 60 pounds, or whatever it is, or haven't did this or yeah. did that, or failed in this class or did that, or lost my job mm-hmm. here, or had to do all of those things, made this financial decision and ended up still losing this investment and doing, it doesn't matter what you've done, God loves you.
Yes.
And you have to remember within yourself, God loves me.
Yeah.
So whatever I'm facing, whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm thinking mm-hmm. that I can't do, I have to know all things are possible with God. And one of those reasons why it's possible, because he loves me. Mm-hmm. He's a loving father. Mm-hmm. He wants to see me prosper. He wants to see me win. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. You know what I'm
That's
talking about?
Right.
That's what God
That's
wants you
right.
to do. He wants you to win.
He gave us promises. He gave us purpose, and he wants us to fulfill them. You know, no matter, it's like we, like you said, yeah. no matter what challenges we may face, you know, he's there for us to support us and help us to overcome those challenges. So we, you know, in self-love, you just want to make sure that you know how much God loves you, and you remind yourself of this every day, whatever mm-hmm. you may do. Like we talked earlier about those things that you do, mm-hmm. you know, for self-care and to make mm-hmm. sure that you're whole, you know, read scripture, read whatever you need to read, a mm-hmm. uplifting passage yeah. or a song, whatever you need to do to remind you of how much God loves you, to help you mm-hmm. to love yourself, to continue to love yourself, fulfill the purpose that he's put you on earth to accomplish and fulfill, because he gave us dreams. Right. And it's like, we want to fulfill those dreams. Right. We want those dreams mm-hmm. to come true. Mm-hmm. So we have to continue to love ourselves and work towards them, no matter mm-hmm. what challenges we may face.
Right. And that's something like, I just, you know, one of the things we always ask couples, you know, what is the dream that God has given you? Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes people feel like, you know what? He hasn't given me a dream. You know, yeah. only certain people get dreams or this or that. It's like, no, everybody, I can pretty much tell you, everybody, God has placed a dream in everyone's heart. It's just about, first of all, have you received it? Mm-hmm. And do you believe it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do you believe he loves you enough to accomplish the dream that he's placed inside of you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that takes a love. So that's why when we talk about the dreams and the promises, is there, but you have to be willing to love you to know there's enough inside of me yeah. to accomplish that. I may not understand how, I may not mm-hmm. see exactly how all of this is going to come together, but it's because you are special. You are loved. You are important. And God knows you can do it.
That's right. You matter to God.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Matter to
you
God.
Matter to God.
You are important. There's a scripture that says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He wants to give you those desires. Why? Because he loves you. But if you won't believe God loves you, mm-hmm. you will have those desires. And it's like, well, no, I know, you know, I don't never think that's for me, or that's mm-hmm. thinking a little too big. Mm-hmm. He's not thinking too big. Yeah. I'm just saying, God yeah. loves you.
Yeah.
You are special.
Yeah.
And in that marriage, he wants you to know you are special.
That's
so
right.
This is why I tell everybody this. I'm going to just tell you. I believe in being married for life, but I want to tell you, that's why I'm looking right at the camera. I do not believe in being miserable for life.
I
do not believe God wants you to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't allow you to love yourself, won't encourage you to love yourself
yeah.
and constantly putting you down. That ain't God.
Mm-mm. And that, and then when you have self-love for yourself, you will recognize that
yeah.
and realize, wait a minute, mm-mm, I love me. If you can't respect me and love me the way I deserve to be loved, mm-hmm. then I have to really evaluate, like, what am I doing
exactly.
here? It's time for me to leave.
Exactly.
And so basically, yeah, that's why it's so important to have that self-love, because when that's happening, we have to know who we are, because
right.
if we find ourselves in that situation, we have to ask, you know, what am I doing here?
Exactly.
You know, you really have to ask yourself that question. Why am I still here?
Right. And then you got to think about, I'm sorry, y'all. It's love you, Ray. My
mind. I know.
So I'm thinking about the movie Color Purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what was Whoopi's
character? Just like you just said, I'm special. You special.
I'm special. You talking about the help. I know. Because that one was really the favorite movies. But look, so the movie Color Purple, uh-huh. what was Whoopi's character?
Silly.
So I'm just saying, also, with self-love, you know you can't be the person where it's just like, you just going to get on top of me and do what you want to do. That's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Madrina say, okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, with self-love, no, you know.
No, that's true. You want that mutual respect.
You got to give me yeah. some
foreplay.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh
give me
yeah,
some
yeah.
foreplay. You gotta warm me up. Don't
that's
just
right,
be trying to just
right.
want to get on me. And then no, come on,
that's
man,
right.
cut that out.
That's
man.
Right.
Come on,
so
man,
you
cut
know,
that out.
So today we have been talking about self love. You know, what does it look like in your relationship? We started first talking about, you know, importance of, you know, loving ourselves and, you know, what that means and how that looks. Then we talked about, you know, what it looks like in our relationship, you know, that mutual respect, those realistic expectations. So if you tuned in late, you know, you can go back and,
right.
you know, listen to that. And then, you know, what it looks like in our relationship with God, just
yes.
understanding, you know, his you love for us, you know, mm-hmm. and the promises and the purpose, you know, we have purpose. You have purpose,
yes. Yes.
you know, and God wants you to fulfill that. So, you know, we want to just remind you that, you know, it's Black History Month. You know, we're celebrating Black History Month.
Give them Black History.
Okay,
fact.
So let me just give one of the facts that we have. You know, basically, one of the facts that we have, the first Black lawyer was John Mercer Langston. Yep, he passed the bar in Ohio in 1854. And also, you know, I didn't realize this, so I learned something new, that he was the great uncle of Langston Hughes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, but basically that's he was the first Black man to become a lawyer.
Attorney
yep.
in the country.
Yep. John Mercer Langston.
In Ohio. Okay,
Yep.
That's a good fun fact.
So we just want to remind everybody, it's about History Month. We're celebrating Black history every day, you know, but this is the month that, you know, we recognize and celebrate it. And so, therefore, we just want to remind everybody about the Married for Life Walk. You know, as we're wrapping up here, remember the 5th Annual Married for Life Walk. More information will be coming out soon.
Yes.
You know, so that's April 22nd and 23rd. Remember, you can reach us at dreambuilderscoaching.net, Dreambuilders Marriage Coaching and Counseling on Facebook, at Coach Martez Edwardrina on Instagram, and at Coach Martez Edwardrina L on Twitter. Remember, healthy marriages or relationships do not happen by chance. They happen by choice. Mm-hmm. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. Remember, when we love ourselves, when we have that self-love and we're strong and confident, you know, we're going to know you're not coming at us. You know, it's like, I'm making these changes because I love me.
Exactly.
So, you know, so you need to make that commitment to make those changes because you love yourself.
And Wadrina, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We had a wonderful time with you. Please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we love to hear from you, reading your comments. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back here next week, same time.
Enjoy.
Love you, Larry.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.